Facebook uncovers a fake news network in Africa. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Vishala Sripathma, filling in for Anu Anand. Good morning. Hundreds of accounts on Facebook have been removed after they were found posting fake news during elections across the African continent. In total, 265 accounts were removed in countries like Nigeria, Senegal and Tunisia. Facebook traced back the activity to a company in Israel, which was found to be creating fake accounts and posing as locals in these countries. The BBC's Larry Maduo is in Nairobi.
This is a major issue across Africa, Vishala, because Facebook is very popular on the continent. In some parts of the continent, Facebook is given for free by mobile networks. So in many ways, it is the version of the internet that many Africans see. And if there are people who realize that this is the case and then they try and take advantage of it, it's an issue that's of huge importance from South Africa to Egypt and everywhere between Africa.
And so banning these accounts, how much impact will this have on what they do in terms of illegal activity, these hackers?
Banning this account is just a start. Facebook says they're investigating if there are any other actors abusing its platform. However, there are lots of other pages who might be doing similar things. The impact on elections across Africa is significant. I just came from South Africa covering the election there, and Facebook did tell us a few weeks ago that they were specifically monitoring misinformation, especially on WhatsApp, which is very big. So they realize the outsized influence they have on democracies in Africa.
That was Larry Maduo. Let's do the numbers. Here in the UK, the pound fell to a four-month low against the dollar as uncertainty over Brexit continues. Australians are preparing to head to the polls this weekend. Prime Minister Scott Morrison is hoping for re-election. However, economic growth is slowing, and after the country's hottest summer on record, climate change is becoming a major issue. The BBC's Phil Mercer reports now from Sydney.
You have to stop driving climate change.
For many Australians, the environment is their number one concern in this election. A lightning rod for conservationists is the Carmichael mine in the Galilee Basin in Queensland that's proposed by the Indian company Adani.
Right now, in the run to this election, let's stop Adani now.
It would be one of the biggest coal mines in the world if it goes ahead. Mary Carroll, who runs a tourism agency in Rockhampton, says the region needs the resources industry.
There's seven mines at the moment. They're all going through their approvals process at the moment. And I think one of the fears out there, with all of the talk about one particular mine, i.e. the Carmichael mine, is that if it doesn't proceed, perhaps the others won't.
Australia's Climate Council, an independent campaign group, is warning that if left unchecked, global warming could wipe more than $2.5 trillion from the domestic economy over the next 80 years.
Your vote will help shape Australia.
16 million Australians are eligible to vote. Many yearn for political stability in a country where it's been more than a decade since a Prime Minister served a full term in office. In Sydney, I'm the BBC's Phil Mercer for Marketplace.
Calling all Game of Thrones fans, the final episode airs this weekend. So if you don't want any spoilers, fingers in ears now. Only joking, I have no idea what happens. But apparently many of us do like to find out ahead of watching a drama. That's right, spoilers don't spoil, apparently. Results of a study by the University of California showed that spoilers can actually enhance enjoyment. Professor Nicholas Christenfeld is one of the authors.
People do think that's the critical part, that is the creator of it has gone to some trouble to hide it, and you think there must be a reason for that. That must be the secret of the pleasure. I mean, I have to say, after this finding came out, about 10% of people were overjoyed. People who like spoilers said, look, everyone's been telling me I'm crazy my whole life, and finally, evidence that proves that I'm the reasonable one. And then 90% of people treated it with complete skepticism, all the way up to derision and mockery. And I, when they do it to my face, I ask them, you know, when you went to see Hamlet, did you know how that ended? Like, of course you know how that ended, and it doesn't ruin your pleasure. And then I'll ask them something like, you know, do you like The Usual Suspects, where the whole thing depends on who Kaiser Soze is? And they say, I love that movie. And I say, and the second time you watch it, oh, I loved it even more. And I go, that's the point, right? That really in your own life, you have all of these experiences of things that are spoiled that you enjoy, and yet people persist in believing that spoilers spoil things.
And in this sort of age of social media and technology, I suppose it's quite hard to avoid what happens next in some ways.
Well, the problem has become vastly worse in recent times. So decades ago, everyone could wait for the moment when Who Shot JR was revealed. And now viewing is just so asynchronous. That is, you can record it, shows are dumped all at once, and the question is, you know, when is it possible to talk about the final episode of Game of Thrones or even sports events? You know, people record them and watch them later. So can I say who won the World Cup as it happens, or do I have to wait some period after that so people who were, you know, at work at that time or taking a nap and watching it later can catch up? And so the spoiler problem just gets worse and worse.
That was Nicholas Christenfeld. And finally, a word from Anu Anand, who will be back on Monday with another special show from India.
Hi, everyone. We've talked about the tough competition for jobs in India. Tune in Monday to hear how that pressure starts early. Whole parts of India's economy are geared towards helping students cram up to 15 hours a day to crack university entrance exams. But is that the best way to train new workers?
That's Monday in London. I'm Vishala Sripathma with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.